where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. This is Blackburn Radio News, Sarnia.
Sarnia Lambton's health unit is reporting another COVID-related death today, the fourth in 9 days. It's also the second day in a row there's been a COVID death locally, and it brings the total number of deaths up to 67. Lambton Public Health says the latest fatality was a person in their 80s who passed away in hospital. No new cases and one more resolved case was reported today as well. Active cases are at 3. The U.S. border will stay closed to non-essential Canadian travelers into next month. The Americans are extending their current land border restrictions until August 21st. They were set to expire today. The news comes just a few days after the Canadian government announced it would permit fully vaccinated American travelers into the country as of August 9th. Up to 65 nurses will be added to the healthcare system here in Sarnia thanks to some provincial funding earmarked for nursing programs at Lambton College. The province is spending over $590,000 to increase nursing enrollment at the school. The funding was announced this morning during an event at the college. RPN Courtney Cheswick, who's going into her third year of the Bachelor of Science nursing program, says nurses are needed.
We do have shortages of nursing and frontline staff, and we do need more people out there. But I always say to my friends and family, nursing is a job where it's a hardworking job. It needs compassion, it needs a big heart, and you need to be available for your patients emotionally, physically, and everything like that.
The four Tories are spending a total of $35 million across the province to increase nursing enrollment. The cause of an early morning fire on Vital Street near Devine is still under investigation. Crews were called to that area before 4 a.m. this morning. A section of Vital was closed but has since reopened. Further details, including injuries or a damage estimate, have not yet been made available. The Grand Bend Beach has been declared unfit for swimming because of high levels of E. coli in the water. Lambton Public Health says the water at both the north and south beaches has been deemed unsafe. The health unit monitors water quality at several bodies of water in the area. Shell's Corunna Refinery is conducting some oil spill training out on the St. Clair River today. The company will be using boats and booms out on the water. The exercise is expected to wrap up around 3. And Point Edward residents will soon notice a change on their bill from Blue Water Power. They're grouping together hydro and water together on one bill. Blue Water Power President and CEO Janice McMichael Dennis says they were approached by the village to make that change.
It was a natural evolution to move towards billing, and we finally got to that point. It's been a real collaborative effort, and I give village staff a lot of credit and village council for making this decision to move forward in an effort to provide further options to residents.
Residents will likely notice the change in August. In sports, a former Sarnia Sting is now an assistant coach with the Montreal Canadiens. Trevor Letowski played for the Sting in the mid-90s. He also coached the club from 2010 to 2015. Carey Price will be sticking around in Montreal following tonight. The Habs goaltender will not be selected by the Seattle Kraken in this evening's expansion draft. In the MLB, the Jays face the Red Sox on CHOK. The Tigers will go for their 6th straight win when they host Texas. And the Sarnia Brigade are home to Wyoming tonight. Game time at Arrow Russell Park is set for 7. Blue water weather, sunny today, north winds gusting to 50 kilometers an hour, a forecasted high of 22. Clear tonight, more brisk north winds, low 16. Thursday, sun and cloud in the afternoon, a high around 26. Clear tomorrow night, low 17. Friday, chance of showers, a high of 24.
Find us on the World Wide Web at blackburnnews.com/Sarnia.